This episode is sponsored by Jacobson Real Estate Company. Are you ready to find your dream home? Or maybe you're thinking about selling and want the best deal possible? Well, look no further. At Jacobson Real Estate Company, we make buying or selling your home smooth, stress-free, and exciting. With 50-plus years of experience and a deep knowledge of the Winona, Minnesota area market, we specialize in turning your real estate goals into reality. Whether it's finding that perfect neighborhood, negotiating top dollar for your property, or answering all of your questions along the way, we're here for you. Plus, with our personalized approach, you're not just a client, you're family. So why wait? Let Jacobson Real Estate Company open the door to your future. Call us today at 507-313-2716 or visit our website at jacobsonrealestatecompany.com. Because your next chapter starts here. Buy, sell, invest. Jacobson Real Estate Company. Welcome to this week's edition of Brews and Crews. I am your host, Chris Jacobson, and today I am joined by a special guest. Gigi Plastique is here today, joining me in the Speakeasy Lounge. You may have recognized her in the background, but today she said she wants to make use of her time. Since she's always here, she thought maybe she would answer your questions that you have submitted for those viewers and or listeners. Gigi, welcome to the podcast. I know you've been kind of in the background on literally every single episode, and you actually requested a specific picture in the background, which actually is Starry Night. So it's a really nice, lovely touch to add to the studio. But today you said you want to ask the questions that the viewers have written in, and most of them were all by DM. I think we had one that was a comment from someone. So I've seen some of them, but I haven't seen all of them. And Gigi, you said that you want to ask the questions, so we're going to get on with that. But lately, my life has been a little busy at the moment. Before we get into it, we've been moving. My wife and I, we've been moving to a new house. It's been a lot of work, and actually trying to get episodes in hasn't been as easy lately, but I thought we'd do a Q&A because we've been so busy, and you, the viewers, we're going to keep them all anonymous too, but you, the viewers, have written in to us and have wanted to know some questions. Some are funny, some are real questions, and let's just dive right into this. So, Gigi, first, you know what? Let's crack open this bourbon that I have. A friend of mine just gave me this, it's Rock Filter Distillery. It's actually over in Spring Grove, Minnesota. So it's pretty local. It's about 40-ish minutes away. And, it's called Organic Giants of the Earth Bourbon Whiskey. So I am going to pour this on the rocks. Gigi, how do you like yours? Oh, you don't drink? Okay. Well, that's fine. Absolutely fine. I will, I'll have some for you. So I won't pour you any, but I will have some myself. We'll see what this is all about. It smells fantastic. So this is a new one. I've never had this one before. I have visited there one time last year on Labor Day with my father-in-law, his friend, and then my brother-in-law. So I've actually been there, but I can't remember if I actually tried this one at all or not. But it is a really cool place. It's in a very historical building down in this small little downtown of Spring Grove, Minnesota. So that is a really nice place. Also, they have a brewery that just opened not too long ago, just a few years ago at most. It's called Fat Pat's. I also went there as well, and they had fantastic food, and it's a really nice, clean atmosphere. So let's try a little bit of the Organic Giants of the Earth Bourbon Whiskey. Ooh, that's pretty smooth. That's coming in at about 47% alcohol, so it's a 94 proof. So if you're ever in that area, go check them out. They actually do flights, just like they do in beer or in wines. They do flights of any of their whiskeys, bourbons, anything that they make there. So you can go try it out. It's a really fun time. So should we dive on in, Gigi? All right, so what's the first question we got on the list? Oh, that's a good question. What inspired me to start this podcast, and did I ever think it would grow in the way it has? Well, this one's kind of been asked before, and to be honest with you, I like answering the question because I feel like lately in the last a little over a year and a half it's been. So I started this January 1st of 2024. So coming up, we're almost coming up on the 2-year mark, which plan to have another party with those who are on and even those who are on in year one as well. But what inspired me to do it is I just like talking to people for one. And for two, I feel like I can talk to people very easily and I can learn things about them, but also to have them tell their story, because everyone, for the most part, has a story from what I can tell, whether it's glitz and glamours or whether it's a hard road of doing something or making something out of nothing. Everyone has a story, or maybe they're passionate about something, or the ones that are sometimes just fun, which is just friends want to come in and BS with me. Those ones are pretty fun too. So I always enjoyed that. Now, I guess it's hard to tell if I've grown much. I know it's kind of hard because the algorithms are tough. Audio sometimes is tougher than video. Lately, I've been listening to a podcast about growing podcasts that says that YouTube is actually the way people are kind of going with podcasts. Now, me personally, I love listening to podcasts in my car, so I would never watch it. But I'm pretty sure my audience is more of a watching type for the podcast. So YouTube, I know over the last couple of years, I've grown over 100 subscribers, and that's just me organically just doing what I do and having fun with it. But it is a hobby in essence. So it's not like I'm making any money off of this, at least not yet. I wouldn't mind. But for now, it's a hobby. It's a fun passion that I realized I really loved after listening to years of podcasts. And then one day I just thought to myself, why not start one up on my own? I know I have people that I could talk to and guests of that nature. And I said, gosh, that would be really fun to do that kind of stuff. So decided, hey, I made sure I had like 5 episodes in my head of people I could do. And then that would give me a 1-month buffer. And then I could figure out episodes from there, whether it's just me talking to myself or having someone come on in, such as yourself, Gigi, and helping out and wanting to ask the questions that the viewers and listeners had. But has it grown in the way? I think it has, locally at least. Locally, people know what this is, and people do recommend people to me, and it's such a great feeling to actually have that. So if you are one of those people that have recommended someone to me, continue to do that. It's so much more fun when someone comes to me and says, can I be on? Because not only are they excited about it, but so am I. I get very excited about when someone says, can I come on? Because of the fact that I know they want to be here, I definitely want to be here, and they want to tell their story rather than me probably, you know, pounding on someone saying, hey, you want to come on? Come on, let's go on. And I've asked people multiple times, and usually I give them about 2 or 3 times, and then it's up to them to contact me again. But I think it has grown in the way. I don't know if it's grown as fast as I thought it would. It's probably about right on par. Sometimes people podcast for 7+ years, and they don't even grow as much as locally hardly. So I think it's growing organically. I can tell you that much because I'm not really throwing any money at it. So it's really just purely off the content. So if that's the case, I'm very proud of that. So that's a great question. Thank you for whoever wrote that one in. I'm not going to say the names. I'm keeping everyone anonymous just because I'm not sure if you want your names out there or not. All right, Gigi, what's the next question? Oh, that's a good one. What's a typical day of recording look like? So I like to come in here. At first, I would come in 2 hours early. Now, as you may or may not be aware, if you're watching, this is a garage. If you're listening, I'm in a garage. It's a big, giant man cave garage with neon lights, cars, and there's really no insulation. So as most of you know, this podcast is hosted in Minnesota, so we go through all 4 seasons. When it's summer or when it's winter, I have to get the heat started or the AC started about 2 hours beforehand. So I come in, I set that up, and our office is right next door. So as most of you know, I do real estate as well. And I just go over there, kind of hang out. But I also want to get things prepped and ready. So sometimes the couch, the TV, all that's not set up. Because, again, this is an active garage. So we do take these cars out. And they do get used for the most part, not always. But I do have to tear down all the stuff and then put it all back together so it looks the same every single time. If you're watching, if you're listening, you don't see any of that. You're just hearing my voice. That being said, I like to come in and kind of prep myself at least an hour beforehand. Nowadays, I could, if someone said, hey, I want to be there in a half hour, and I can be right there, I can get this all set up in 15 minutes, ready to go, recording, video, all that kind of stuff. But if I have it my way, I like to do about an hour beforehand and then 2 hours to at least get everything set up, make sure everything's good. Because the reason I want to do that, and maybe some people appreciate this, maybe some people don't, if you've been on, that is I want you to walk in here and be able to sit down, because I do appreciate everyone's time that comes in and does this. I appreciate everyone's time, so I want people to be able to come in, tell their story, get the episode done, and if they have to leave right away, that's awesome. A lot of the times, people stick around afterwards. That's one thing I've learned, is people like to stick around afterwards and have conversations even off camera, and that happens all the time. Or they want to come and look at the cars if they've never been here before. People that have been here before, they just probably come in and usually just leave right away. So that's what a typical day would look like. I walk in, get the heat or AC going. Today, it's actually been a really beautiful day out. I think it's like 70 degrees in the garage right now, so I don't have to turn anything on other than the fans that are above us. So that's really easy. So I was able to come in here, and I'm all by myself as well with Gigi, and Gigi just lives here. So she's already been built in. Took me 20 minutes to get set up or so, and I was ready to record. So that's what a typical day looks like. That's a great question to actually ask. So thank you for that. Next question. What do we got? Ooh, good man. This is a tough one. If there's anyone dead or alive that I could interview, who would it be? Boy, oh boy. There's a lot of people that come to mind with this, but as I've grown through the years, it's hard because as I've grown through the years, my perspective has changed on who I would want in here. There's a lot of really interesting people. John Cena would probably be right up there for sure. I've always thought he had a really cool story, and now he's on his retirement year of wrestling after, oh, it's been like 23, 24 years. That's pretty impressive to actually keep going, plus make movies, all that kind of stuff. Another one that I really like, and I know Jeremy Littell, he touched on this person, which is Rob Dyrdek. He's kind of got a fascinating story because obviously he's a skateboarder. I am not a skateboarder, never have been, suck at it. But his mindset of building brands excites me. And that's one thing about podcasting that I've learned, is marketing this as well has been kind of fun, interesting. I didn't go to school for it, so me and marketing is just like me winging it. But it also kind of goes hand in hand with real estate as well, because we have to market ourselves. So that being said, dead or alive, they're probably alive. It would either be probably John Cena or it would probably be Rob Dyrdek. I think they got really cool stories to tell, just on all the hard work that it takes to become successful. So I think that's a really good one. What's our next one? It's good bourbon. Ooh, what's one topic that I haven't covered yet that I would like to? This is a good one because I've had many, many topics. We've done so many things, whether, like I said, it was just someone wanting to come in BS, we're talking about cornhole, or maybe brand new mother like my wife when she came in with our baby, from businesses, all that. But there are some topics that I think would be really awesome if people would share, but they have to be comfortable. One of them I really wanted to do was get a veterinarian in here. And the reason why is because in the last year, we've had to put down two of our dogs, as the viewers or listeners have heard. I would like to get like their perspective on what it's like on their end on the hard days. So like putting an animal down, what's that like on their end? Because for them, they see it all the time. For us, it's our one and only animal possibly, and it's our whole entire world. Whereas for them, this is part of their career / job. How do they feel when those things happen? Do they feel sympathy? Which I'm sure they do. At least the ones that companion I know do, because that's where our dogs had gone. They were such awesome, the whole community there. And I can't speak for any other place in Winona, because I've never gone to any other place in Winona other than to companion with my animals. But I'm sure most are probably the same way. They're very compassionate. But I thought it'd be so cool to hear about that kind of stuff. Another topic, and this one not controversial by any means, another one would be ladies and talking about miscarriages because I don't think it gets brought up enough about how that feels for maybe a family or a couple to go through. I think that would be a really cool one. So if there's any people out there that have had miscarriages that want to come in and talk about it, this is an open platform, and I can almost guarantee there's probably a ton of people who would love to hear that too, because I think not a lot of people bring up that topic, which I think would be really cool. So I thought that would be really cool. That maybe someone who's gone through miscarriages, I think that would be a really interesting one to get perspectives, because I think a lot of, it'd be a lot of relating to ladies, relating to other ladies and families for that matter. So I think that would be a really cool topic as well that I've never gotten the chance to do. Other ones would be like an actor. That'd be really fun to hear a day in the life of an actor. And like, what do they go through? Because what we see on TV or what we see in movies looks so fun. So I always wonder what that would look like, or maybe like a day in the life of a television commercial actor, model, whatever it might be. I think that would be really neat to hear that, those inside. I love behind the scenes things. So if there's ever like a behind the scenes of a movie or something of that nature, I love watching that kind of stuff, like how things are made, what's going on between sets and all that kind of stuff. So those would be some really fun topics, I think, to talk to someone about that is actually in the profession. And if there's any other people out there, not limiting to that, obviously, but if there's other people out there that want to share their story or maybe their profession that they've grown up with or have done throughout a lifetime, I would love to hear those as well. So great question. Thank you. What do we got next, Gigi? Ooh, this is interesting, which I'm not really sure I have any of these, but the question is, what is a totally random hobby or guilty pleasure that I have that you might not know about? Well, one of them, probably most people actually know about, is I like my boy bands. I like my boy bands, specifically Westlife. And if you've listened to any of the other episodes, I know Brett Hurley's been on a few times, but one of them was specifically talking about concerts. And him and I and our friend Justin, who also was been on the podcast, we all went to Sturgis, as you probably heard a couple weeks ago on those day-by-day episodes. We all went to we all went to Chicago and went and listened to Westlife, which is one of our favorite bands, and they're an Irish boy band. So that is definitely a guilty pleasure that I have for that, but a hobby. It's a guilty pleasure hobby. I mean, this is my hobby. I don't really find it guilty. Like, I love telling everyone that I do this. This is really fun. Other things I enjoy and I've done a few times is modeling. I did a modeling session with for a wedding magazine in La Crosse, Wisconsin. I've done other ones for what is called St. Croix. So Josh Harrison used to work for St. Croix, or it was also called Knitcraft. He got me in touch with who to get a hold of, and I did some modeling of their clothes. So much fun. I love doing that kind of stuff. So I love being in front of a camera. I've said that many times, so it's not like it's something that's out there, but one funny thing, and some of the listeners that know me well, when I was 15, I actually modeled for cheerleading clothes. Ooh, I think I was 15, maybe. Yeah, I think I was 15 or 16. But anyways, my mom spun it to me in a way, which was hilarious. My mom spun it to me in a way that I was going to model. I'm like, ooh, yes, awesome, can't wait. Didn't know what I was modeling. She goes, yeah, you'll make a little bit of money, not much. And okay, sounds good. I don't even need money, actually. This is just a fun opportunity for me. So I get there, and it's cheerleading clothes. It was cheerleading clothes. And the payment was a sweatshirt, just a plain old sweatshirt. But as you may know, at 15 years old, you're in high school. Now, granted, when I was in high school, 15 years old, we're talking sophomore-ish time, and that would have been about 2004. So 2004. Now, granted, social media wasn't a thing really at that point. Facebook was just coming out, but it wasn't to the mainstream or the masses. But eventually someone did find the cheerleading magazine brochure catalog, and I heard about it a little bit. However, after I heard about it, I wasn't too embarrassed. I was just kind of like, oh, eh. I wish I was modeling something else other than cheerleading clothes. But It got around a little bit. Nobody really actually made fun of it. They were just kind of gave me a little shit here, but it was nothing big. Well, anyways, come to find out, I have that magazine still. My mom saved it, like she saves everything about of my stuff. And I actually put that on Facebook, and I found out, I found some of the girls' names, and I tagged them in it, and it was hilarious. They're like, oh my gosh, I forgot all about this. And so it was kind of a cool, it's a cool experience to look back on, but modeling, like, fashion wear is more what I thought I was getting myself into, and that's what I enjoy. So maybe that's a guilty pleasure. I just like being in front of a camera, karaoke. Not really guilty. I go and do it. I just like being in the spotlight. So that's just where I'm at, Gigi. So what do we got next? That was a good question. Guilty pleasures. That one made me think a little bit too. I had to think about that one. Ooh, a good. Oh, this is a good one. What episode or guest has had the biggest personal impact on you? Ooh, wow. Personal impact. Well, there's many of them that I've had that have had impact on in some way or another, whether I learned something, whether it was just fun or funny. But in the first episode with my wife, we had no idea what we were doing. So that one had a pretty decent impact on me. That one was kind of cool because we just came in and shot the shit here on the couch. Funny one was the second one that I recorded with Josh Harrison. He thought he was just coming in for a practice just so I could practice. And no, it turned into a full episode. That was hilarious. But two of them that really made a big, impact on me personally. And maybe it's because it's the entrepreneurship in, two of those guys. And one of them was, Ty Sticks. I thought I learned a lot from him, cause I didn't really know him. And a lot of these people, when they come in, I don't know much about them, and I don't even really want to know much about them. I want them to tell me their story, and then I can organically ask questions. So like when my dad was on, that was kind of funny. I tell people this all the time. When he was on, I know pretty much every single story that he's going to tell. And it just didn't feel as organic, although the interview was perfectly fine. It's just I already knew most of the answers that were going to come, but it was also his story to tell as well, and me just to guide the conversation. So having the organic feel of the conversation, not knowing someone's full story, is fun too. And then Jeremy Littell, that was a fun one too, to understand how Kick-Ass Beef Jerky came to where it was. But both of them, same thing, entrepreneurship. So I found out in my life that I enjoy doing the entrepreneurship. It's weird because your days are so unstructured. You don't know everything, so you're learning things as you go along with the entirety of being an entrepreneur. So there's some things that are easier than others, but everything's so unstructured that you have to make something happen, which is also kind of the fun part about it. So those are two of them that really made a big impact. However, I know there's other episodes out there that have made huge impacts outside of me personally, and I can see them because of the reviews that I get on them and or the viewership that I get on some of them as well. One thing I can actually tell, which is hilarious, I can actually tell usually if it's an older guest on or a younger guest on. Younger guests, it seems like their numbers on the listens for the audio version are bigger than the viewership, but the older audience I notice or I feel watches the podcast rather than listen to it in their car. My parents, I know they're kind of they're the ones that tell me every week that they watch it. So I know they're part of that and they would never listen to podcasts in the radio. My dad will listen to the Twins game on the AM radio while it's cracking all to hell, but he won't listen to a podcast usually in the car. So they like to sit down and watch it. It's like their every Monday night or Tuesday night thing that they like to do. So I did notice that. So that's kind of fun. But yeah, there's two episodes that really kind of made a pretty big impact, I thought, on me personally because of what I learned from it. Doesn't mean any of the other ones weren't important. So don't get me wrong on that. What else we got? Ooh, if I had to be sponsored by a completely random sponsor, who would I like it to be? Oh, that is great. You know what would be really fun is if I had a sponsor that sponsored the beverages, because then I wouldn't have to ask the people what they want to have. This is just what you would be having because I'd be sponsored by it. Plus, it would take away part of the expense. That would be really, really fantastic. But that'd be kind of fun too. Although, It'd only have a problem if we had people that didn't want alcohol, because not everyone that comes in here likes alcohol or even drinks, or some people have become recovering alcoholics, as you've heard as well. So that may be controversial, but for the most part, it would take away some of the expenses. Maybe XL Energy, they could take care of all the heating and the air conditioning and the light bill that happens every single time. So that would be a completely random one, but it would be a really good beneficial one for sure. So those would be some good ones. I'm sure that would be it'd be a good time to have them on. Cars don't really get out that often, so I don't really think we need any car sponsorships. So those would be the two that I would say, either a drink sponsor or XL Energy, because it would take care of some of the bills. Good question for whoever asked that one. I like that one. This is a really good bourbon, by the way. This has actually gone down really smooth. I have this one actually at just room temperature with no rocks or no ice, however you want to say it. So next question, GG, what do we got? Oh, this is a good one. I like this one because it's made me think, for one, and for two, it makes me think about the product that I'm trying to produce. So the question that we had is, what do you hope listeners take away from your show in the long run? Well, the long run is that I hope someone either A, learn something, or B, just listen to something that took their mind off of something terrible that's going on, whether it's in their life or in the world, which has happened a lot lately. I hope that when you listen, you feel relaxed, not like, oh my gosh, what kind of controversial things is he going to say today? Or how is it going to make me kind of feel weird inside? Am I going to feel queasy when I listen to this episode? Got to be honest, though, sometimes, you know, there's a little swearing, so not every one of them are child friendly, but I want it to be organic. So that's always been the whole thing, is keep it as organic and raw as possible, but also where it's not something that stresses you out when you listen to it. There's plenty of those podcasts out there that people can listen to where you listen to it, whether it's a crime one and they're solving a crime. People love that kind of stuff. Don't get me wrong. It's not really my thing, but those ones I could see being stressful. Politics, political ones, those could be as well. But I like to listen to ones that either I learn something from, or it just eases my mind because I'm just interested in it. When I first started listening to podcasts, actually, I would listen to wrestling ones like Talk is Jericho with Chris Jericho, or 83 Weeks with Eric Bischoff. But then as I started discovering new podcasts, now if I scroll through, I listen to a lot of Armchair Expert with Dax Shepard. His are kind of fun. He's kind of gotten away a little bit from giving his political opinion, which I love that aspect, that now I can listen to it and learn something about a celebrity or some sort of philanthropist or someone's career. Some of the fun ones that he has out there are Armchair Anonymous, where people, they have a prompt and you can send in your story and hopefully they'll interview you. But those are hilarious because it's real people and real stories, and they're usually pretty lighthearted for the most part. So that's a really kind of a fun podcast. I listen to Joe Rogan, not every one of them though, because I'm not interested, or I just don't know who some of the people are. Theo Vaughn, I listen to that one. Those are hilarious. Sometimes I'll listen to the Nelk Boys. Those ones are kind of funny, but they usually interview a lot of MMA people. And I'm not big into MMA. I'll watch it, absolutely. I'll watch it with my buddies because sometimes there's a good storyline, and I like storylines, so that's probably why I like wrestling. But for my podcast specifically, I don't have a real like niche. It's really just learning or relaxing, and having a beverage is all it is. And hopefully maybe one week you'll learn something about someone that built something from the ground up, or maybe you learned about a business locally in town here, or maybe I had comedians on, or sports analysis people, or sometimes I'm just talking about my life, which that was last week's with Jake, and then I had the one with Cooper too, just kind of having their memory. But It's fun. It's fun for me. So I'm hoping that it's fun for you when you listen. And I know I get people that say, I listen to every one of them every week. And I'm like, really? I didn't even know you knew that I had this. So it's good that I'm hearing that it's getting around. But my whole thing is either you learn something or you relax and have fun. Because if you don't want to, there's other podcasts to stress you out. So mine was always just to relax. And that's why we have the couch setting here. So if you're watching, I'm on a leather chair. The couch is leather over there. It's relaxing. You come here and you just have a fun time. So that's one thing that I always hope that in the long run, people just takes their mind off of their daily hustle and bustle, basically. All right, Gigi, what do we got next? Ooh, what is the most random noise that's ever ruined a recording? Nothing's ever ruined my recording, not once. But there was one instance just recently in the last month and a half where I had Bella Blank and Enyo Leonion, and they were the couple from Michigan that we're friends with. And right as we start, I say the whole welcome thing, and my wife and my baby were, well, if you're watching, they're over here on a separate couch that you can't see, and we hear this little whine slash coo from my daughter Lainey. And it was hilarious because I was like, oh, I wonder if that's going to pick it up on the mic. And it picked it up clear as day. There's other things that have gone by here because we have an active street out front of the studio. And there'll be fire trucks that go by because the fire station's like two or three blocks away. So you'll hear those kinds of things, or cop cars, because we are in the downtown area of our city. So they don't ever ruin the take because, like I just said in the last question, I like to keep everything as raw and organic as possible because, again, this is an active garage. We use it as such, but we also have parties here. But there's also, it's not insulated, so it's not soundproof by any means. So when you hear things, it's not sound dampened. This is actually fun. One episode, they didn't ruin, there was no noise, but when I'm looking at you in the camera, over on this side, there's the door where you enter into, and there's also a dinging noise when you walk in. So if I forget to lock the door, it'll ding, and you can hear that clear as day because it's kind of loud. You can hear it in the mics. But one time when Zach Lazel was on, he was on talking about his Quick Trip experiences and all his beautiful food reviews. We had a group of college kids out there because it was nighttime, and they were yelling at us and waving at us in there. And I had the door locked, unfortunately, but I should have, and I thought this would be kind of funny. Let them in and come on to the camera and just talk real quick and have them leave. Because when you see this and it's nighttime out, it looks like an active bar in here, and we're sitting in here having drinks. So people probably think the same thing, but they didn't ruin anything, but it was kind of a cool thing. It was like we had a little live studio audience over there as well. But if anyone ever does come in, because some people actually will come in, you know, with maybe a husband, a wife, or whatever it might be, or a business partner, and they'll watch as well. So they have to be quiet because these mics actually pick up a lot more than I actually thought they ever could, and especially with the gain up. But nothing's ever ruined it. I thought the coolest one, though, was when my baby made a cooing noise in the background, and we could hear it plain as day on the mics. It's right in the beginning of the episode with Enyo and Bella. So that was an interesting one. That was cool. All right, what do we got next? Ooh, have I? Oh gosh, that was kind of embarrassing. Yes, this question is: have I ever forgot to hit record? Yes, I have. That sucked. It was embarrassing. However, I was with my father-in-law, so the episode with Larry Erickson. If you ever go watch that one, he came in and he played guitar. So what happened that day is, as a dipshit as I was that day, came in. You know, I always got to remember, hit record on the mics, and I can hit record on the camera. Well, that day I forgot to hit record on the camera. No, sorry. The camera was good. One mic wasn't completely plugged in, so we got through the whole entire thing, and all you could hear was just me and a little bit of Larry, my father-in-law, and we did about an hour and 20 minutes. We get done, found out, couldn't hear his mic. It wasn't on all the way, or the cord just got slightly unplugged because I had different cords than the ones I have right now. These XLRs are pretty stable, so they're nice cords to have. But we got done, and he came all the way from Austin, Minnesota, so it's about an hour and 15-minute drive one way, and we found out one didn't work. Okay, shoot. So what do we do? I go, are you willing to re-record the entire thing? He goes, yeah, no problem. I'm like, kind of thought you'd probably say that. So he was kind enough to redo it. However, then I forget to hit the play button on the camera, and I had the mics going, and the mics were perfectly fine, but the audio wasn't on the audio didn't pick up, and it was just, it was annoying. So what I had to do on that one is on the first take, I took the camera and put that on the YouTube, and then I took the audio from shoot number two and put that as the audio on the podcast. So if you ever go back and listen to that one, you'll notice that all you're listening to on the visual, the video on YouTube, is just whatever the camera's picking up. But if you listen to the audio of that one, it's much clearer because it's perfect. But if you ever wanted to go back and listen to them, they'd be two different episodes with slightly the same questions. So that one was really, really embarrassing. And I actually had one time where the cameras just gave out on us because we went too long. But that was nothing other than trial and error. But by the time I had Larry on, I should have known better and I should have done better. But that one was embarrassing for myself because, like I said in the beginning of this episode, I want people to walk in. It looks professional. They can sit down, knock it out. And if they got to go, they got to go. Not, you know, come here and it's 3 hours long. Should be able to get in and out in about 1:15, I always tell them. So that one was kind of embarrassing for myself. So thank you, Gigi. That was a really good question for whoever asked that one. What's our next one we got? Oh, we only got two more. Okay. Sounds good. Oh, I like this one. Thank you. Yes. Some people are going to know their answer to this one already, but that's okay. So what is my go-to karaoke song when I go sing karaoke? Well, I have a few of them, but the main one, and I know some people out there, especially Paul Ebner, he'll know this. My wife will know this one, but it is Gin and Juice by Snoop Dogg. And it is such a fun one to sing. However, I always have to look at the audience before I put it in to make sure there's not a ton of kids, or if there are kids, I know their parents and they don't care, because Gin and Juice, Snoop Dogg, that's my go-to one, but there's some explicit lyrics in there. However, I have some other ones as well that are fun to sing as well. So for some people, you know that I'm an Engelbert Humperdinck fan. Yes, that is a real singer. I think he's from Britain. Anyways, my grandparents liked him, and then I grew up liking him in high school. And I've been to two of his concerts. One of them was on my 30th birthday, and my wife took me to his concert up in the city. She surprised me, said, I'm not telling you where we're going. We're driving, and then when we get there, you'll know what it is. Sure enough, we get there, and I'm like, what the heck? Where are we at? And then I see a poster. It says Engelbert Humperdinck. I'm like, no way. Such a good birthday present. However, afterwards, this is hilarious. Afterwards, I'm like, well, let's go. Maybe we can find his bus and I can meet him. That'd be so cool. I'm like, who else is going to be like looking for him and meeting him? We are the youngest people here almost by far, other than kids that were there with their parents because of the fact that they have no other options. But I did find his bus and I'm like, wow, there's like nobody standing around here. Maybe it's not his bus. Maybe that's not where he came. So we're sitting there for a little while and it started like kind of sprinkling out. So I'm like, crap, she's not going to want to sit out here with me while I do this. And I want to meet him. This will be so much fun. So we sat there for an hour and a half. But eventually, I would say after sitting there for about a half hour, the bodyguard or whoever the guy was, I think he's like the bodyguard security, he comes out and he's like, you need something? I'm like, no, I assume that's his bus, Engelbert's bus, and I'd just like to get a photo with him. It's my 30th birthday, and I'm a huge fan. I've been a fan since, I want to say I was probably 16 years old, and I'm 38 now, so almost 20 years now. But at that time, he's like, yeah, right. These guys, they're probably up to no good. But it's literally just myself and my wife sitting there, my girlfriend at the time. So he talked to us for a little while, probably talked to him for 20, 30 minutes, I would say. And I think he got a feel for who we were and that we were genuinely just wanted a photo. And he's like, here, he's about to come out. I'll try to get you a photo. And he goes, Engelbert, you got time for a photo? And he, yeah, sure. It's literally just me standing there. And I go over and I get a photo with him. And he had the softest leather jacket on you'd ever felt. So I don't know what it was, but it was so soft. Anywho, I got a photo with him for my 30th birthday, surprising, taking me to this concert that I had no idea was happening up in St. Paul. And it was such a cool experience. But I sing a lot of his songs at karaoke. So some of them are After the Lovin'. Release Me is another one. Can't Take My Eyes Off of You. I know it's not actually, I don't think it's his original song, but he redid it and I learned that song. So I know those ones really well. So if it's not Snoop Dogg, it's most likely going to be Engelbert Humperdinck. And that being said, yes, I like my boy bands, but my voice sucks. As I tell everyone else, my voice is not really great. I probably should take voice lessons. But when it comes to Engelbert and the bellowing, I can usually do that okay. So those are my go-to karaoke songs. If you don't see me singing Gin and Juice or there's too many kids in the crowd, I'm probably singing Engelbert Humperdinck, one of those three songs. Great question. Gosh, I love that one. Oh, this is our last question? Okay. We're ending on a fun one. Okay, gotcha. Would I rather fight one horse-sized microphone? No. Oh, yes, one horse-sized microphone or 100 duck-sized microphones. I don't get it. Anyways. Well, let's see here. A horse is huge. And ducks are very small. And 100 of them wouldn't really be that much. So, I'm going to say I'd rather fight 100 duck-sized microphones easily. One horse? Could you imagine the size of a microphone of a horse? Couldn't take that thing down. I couldn't even probably do much to it. I could take down 100 of these. Like, this is probably the size of a duck. I could take down 100 of these microphones in a day. So thanks for that question, whoever the heck that was. That was hilarious. And that was our last question, Gigi? All right, perfect. And you sure you don't want any of this bourbon? This bourbon is fantastic. No? Okay. Well, Gigi, I want to thank you for coming in here, staying overnight, always working security, and actually wanting to get your face in front of the camera rather than just shit in the background. That's awesome. Appreciate your help. Thank you for those who actually wrote in too. Maybe we'll do another one of these where Gigi will ask me more questions. This is fun, answering questions that you guys have submitted. I love doing that because sometimes I think it would be really fun if a lot of other podcasters would do the same thing, because you get to learn about who your host is or who the host of the podcast is. I think it's a lot of fun. So thank you for those who all submitted. We'll do another one of these sometime down the road, but we'll get back to interviews with other people here. I know it's been a couple weeks, but we'll get back to those, learning about people. We got music artists coming up. I got some other people who are in business around town that are going to be coming in. So we will continue to do what we normally do, but it is fun just to do a one-off here with questions and answers that I can answer for you. And hey, you can always submit questions anytime if you would like, and I'll just put them in the bank for later and do them on another episode. But thank you guys for listening. Thank you, Gigi, one more time. It's been awesome having you in here. I want to give you a cheers. Close enough. And for those who are listening, please like, share, subscribe, and 5-star. It does help the podcast out. It helps it grow. It helps it bring up the algorithms as well. For those who are maybe listening or needing a new podcast, be a fantastic way to help me out. Cost you literally nothing to hit share. Cost you nothing to hit the follow button. Cost you nothing to subscribe either. So appreciate everyone who has continued to listen. We're going to keep rocking and rolling in the second year, and we will see you next week. Cheers.